Yeah, so, before we, I want to talk about that new construction for sure. Like, what's the difference in a condo type deal, or I know that's just basically the air, but or a townhouse versus just a regular house? Is there any difference?
For a townhouse, the warranty is a little bit less than it is for a single family residence. But it, I mean, it covers the same things. It's just.
See, I thought it might be more because it was so close to the next unit, but no, that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. It is. I don't know. They don't ask me that in the corporate office.
Don't turn down less. That's good. But new construction. Nobody thinks they need one on a new house.
Exactly.
They do. Tell them why.
Okay, so new construction, I mean, the builder is going to warranty it probably for the first year. And then American Home Shield will pick up the second, third, and fourth year.
For what price?
So new construction's a little bit more because we do cover years 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
So, you know, new construction's going to be about $900 for that middle plan. But we're covering all those years. You know, and you think about new construction, you're like, everything's brand new. But it's not. I mean, you bring in your own washer and dryer usually.
Yeah.
You bring in your own refrigerator. So, I mean, those things are going to be...
And that's basically $300 a year.
In new construction, there are things that happen with the plumbing and, you know, the faucets that you just need one for that second year.
Well, and especially in Lubbock, Midland, San Angelo, the water, it doesn't take but a year for that water to start doing damage.
Damage to something, yes.
And clogging up, you can see it and what happens to it. Got it. But that new construction is a neat deal. And what does it cover? Same thing as a regular warranty?
Yes, it covers the same thing as a regular warranty. Just depending on which plan you pick.
I'm surprised more builders actually don't do that in their package too, to be honest.
I do have some builders that do that offer that. It just helps protect them too.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
If I was the builder for somebody to take the liability off me for 3 years on little stuff like that, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. I mean, I've personally had homes built myself, and there have been issues, you know, that I needed a home warranty to cover because the builder was gone.
I'm sitting there thinking, the home warranty and the backup, your example about it debiting your credit card, because like some people can pay monthly.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about that. If you want to do that, because you want to get your warranty, say, but I don't have $800 or $500 right now, but I want to get a warranty. You can still get it?
You can still get one and pay monthly, yes.
And make sure your credit card's not lost.
Yes, that would be the ideal thing. So you can just, you know, call in and get a warranty, and you can pay monthly or you can pay for the whole thing, whichever you want to do. You know, some people just get their major systems covered because that's really what's going to hurt you. I mean, sometimes if your dishwasher goes out, you may be able to get a new one on your own. But if your air conditioner goes out, if your hot water heater goes out, I mean, those things are very expensive to repair or replace.
Well, and I'm gonna give you a great plug, and I'll tell you what, I know most of my agents in my office use you.
Yes.
I'm going to point blank, you know that. But do you know why they use American Home Shield? It's you. It's not the company.
Thank you.
The company's a good company. But if you have a problem, I know for a fact, and I'm kind of embarrassed, I know a couple of them that call you way too much. My wife's probably one of them.
No.
But and say, here's a problem. Can you just fix it for me, Stacey?
And that's
and
what
do.
I'm. That's
you
what
spoil.
I'm here for. Yeah. I mean, that's what I do. I'm not just a salesperson. I mean, if you have an issue and you can't get, I don't want you calling a 1-800 number to somebody that might be desensitized to answering calls all day. I mean, and then we have personal relationships too. I know you need my help, so call me. Don't you know?
And they do.
Yes.
Yeah, they do. Preferably not too late at night or too early in the morning, but you know.
Yeah, and you know. Realtors do not work 8 to 5. I get that.
Oh.
So, you know, if you may hear a basketball game in the background or a cheer competition or something like that, but I am going to answer my phone and I'm going to give you the right direction that we need to go in.
See how she got the sports in first, Jeremy?
Yeah.
See, we got a little sports because we always have to have a little sports because, you know, sports guy over here. So we always have to throw a little sports in here.
Well, my kids love sports. I have a baseball player, a basketball player, a competitive cheerleader. So we're busy, but, you know.
And today is Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, Scott, I'm not real, you know.
Yeah, you're not into it.
I love football, I don't know if I want to watch this year.
It changes up a lot. I think a lot of people, but that's what we do our squares. We did our squares at the office. I think Jeremy was the very first one to get a square. I hope he wins.
He made you get a square. I need to do that.
It's amazing, though, especially the Claire's friends that come over, the ladies that come over and stuff, it's amazing from not wanting to watch the game at all or see any part of it in it because, I don't have a dog in this hunt. You get those squares, and you're okay. What?
So then you do get a dog in the hunt.
Oh yeah. And all of a sudden, if they don't score anymore, you're going to just win $100. You know, it's amazing how people get more involved. But I think it's going to be a good game. I think.
Plus, you're a Maroon 5 fan.
Oh, yeah, big Maroon 5 fan. We had a deal.
I didn't say it right.
I'm kidding. Blah, 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 blah. We had a deal earlier, and Jeremy was telling everybody, if y'all hadn't heard, if y'all didn't hear, get that show, the bets they can make on the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, like, the field goal or the extra point or who gets this. They're betting, like, what color shirt Maroon 5 guy's going to have on.
Hair.
And what color hair. And what they're going to do. And
yeah, those would be good bets.
Yeah, but real for real bets. I mean, you're thinking, nobody's going to do that. But they really are. So, and one good thing is that both teams will be real close. Real competitive game. So that'll be good to watch.
Well, it just depends on if they have good calls or not.
Oh, boy. Saints fan coming up right there.
I am a Saints fan.
But you know what? That was the one of the worst non-calls I've ever seen in football. Ever.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Surely they're going to replay this and call. No.
Well, yeah. I bet you there's going to be a rule change on just one play. Because, like, Dez, we were talking about that. I'm not sure I'm a Dez fan anymore, but at the time I was a huge Dez fan when they played Green Bay. And they said that wasn't a touchdown, which still saying it was a touchdown. You know, years later, that would have made them go to the playoffs.
But they didn't have.
But now they changed the rules. So just because that one play was called so poorly. But this one, you've got to have something, maybe the last 2 minutes of a game or last 4 minutes, whatever it is, to where if there's something that blatant that they can review it. What's the number one food eaten at a Super Bowl party?
I would think some kind of chips and dip, maybe queso.
This is the good old American hot dog.
Oh, hot dog, yeah.
Yeah, it's cheap. You can throw them on the grill and feed a lot of people. So just FYI, even though it's not, it's for, you always think baseball and hot dogs, but Super Bowl time, the good old American hot dog is still there. Yeah. But you got to have queso and chips for the
Well,
for
yeah.
Ball. All right, tell me, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can email me. And, you know, I will, it's Stacy.Paulozola @ahslink.com. So if you can spell that, you got it. Or they can call me.
Yeah, I'll be calling.
806-392-6257. I have a website on American Home Shield. You can just Google my name, and there I am. You may, any way you want to reach me, just text, call, email, however you want to do that.
What do you prefer?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, smoke signals works. It's good.
Smoke signals. But anyway, so I just say, hey, Stacy P.
That's so, it. Yeah, it, you know, works. When people introduce me, I'm like, yeah, because they do butcher my last name a lot. And I'm like, you know, I've been called a lot of things. I am in the home warranty business. And when it doesn't go well, it doesn't go well. So,
hey, it's life, but I still think it's wonderful. And you do a great job. But the rekey, get it rekeyed. First off, get your warranty.
Yes, get your warranty. And then when you close on your house, get your house rekeyed.
Get it rekeyed. Get your stuff. You know what? Especially if you have older appliances. It doesn't matter how old your appliances are when you move in. Washer and dryer.
It really does. You know, I have one in my garage that is like avocado green that was my grandmother's. And it runs like a charm. And then I have one in the house that's the stainless steel with the freezer on the bottom. I have more problems with that one than I do the old one. So you never know.
Yeah, and you don't know because I think they've changed the way they make it. But you got to get off, Stacy. You got the warranty. You got your rekey. You're in pretty good shape. And it. And the 30-day, remember the 30-day deal. If you forgot something, you can add that. That's really important. And, folks, if you're just listening to us and you think, you know what, this is something I really do need, and you do need it in this neck of the woods.
Yes.
You still call you? Or do they have to go to a third party to get that?
They can call me. I have a microsite where they can go on and click current homeowner, and they can get some plans and pricing from there.
So, but highly, highly recommend it. And I hope you don't. I hope you buy a warranty, and I hope you never use it. You know, that's great, too. But when you need it.
You need it.
You need it. So, folks, Stacy, thank you for coming all the way down
thank
and being
you,
on the radio show. If you need her, give her a call. If you can't get a hold of her, you can call me because I have a lot of her pamphlets and stuff at my office.
Yes.
Stay tuned. We'll catch you next Sunday.